I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Roger Stone, a longtime friend and advisor to President Trump, was sentenced to 40 months in prison. He was convicted last year on charges of lying to Congress, along with obstruction and witness tampering, in connection with the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. The sentencing comes after a tumultuous 2 weeks in which the trial team withdrew, and the president repeatedly criticized the case. The Dow Jones Industrials fell more than 250 points in midday trading on Thursday over concerns about the containment of the coronavirus outbreak and its potential economic impact. This week, China stepped up efforts to limit the economic fallout of the epidemic by lowering both short- and long-term lending rates. Meanwhile, Japanese officials defended their handling of cruise ship virus victims after the first two passenger deaths aboard the Diamond Princess were reported. As of Thursday, 634 passengers and crew members were diagnosed with the virus out of about 3,000 tested. Separately, South Korea and Iran reported their first deaths from the coronavirus. And Morgan Stanley is buying online trading brokerage E-Trade Financial. The $13 billion deal is the biggest takeover by a big U.S. bank since the 2008 financial crisis. Morgan Stanley will get E-Trade's 5 million retail customers, as well as its $360 billion in assets and an online bank with cheap deposits that can be funneled into loans. The acquisition also stakes Morgan Stanley's future on managing money for people with less complicated financial lives. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.